This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, we got some good news tonight for your health, heart health, asthma, hemp as it relates to your health. How about smarter children? Are your kids dumb? It might be too late for them, but if you have kids coming, we might be able to help them. And that's all on tap here. In fact, what might be on tap typically might be under your arms tonight by the time it's all said and done with. Super Don, making it sound so good. We got John on the board at GCN, and this week we'll be heading up to the home of GCN, maybe broadcasting. We're still figuring that out on Sunday. But for now, back in the studio, and y'all watching on YouTube, welcome one and all. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I don't think we have a controversial open today. I think we're just going to go to places we go, and people are going to go, oh, ho-hum, it's Robert saying he's right again or something like that. But no reason to tune out because there's nuances to every story here that take our healing legacy and continue to pay it forward and make it bigger and better and broader. Like you'd be going, dang damn it, I knew I should have been listening to him 20 years ago, right? All of that. But we're here now, so I'll leave it at that. Super Don, do we get in trouble at all yesterday's opening? Because I do like controversy occasionally.
Right.
Yeah. Remember we opened?
No, we didn't. We didn't get in any controversy. Nobody sent us any hate mail.
Okay.
And we're still on the air, obviously, so I think
we did. Right, and you know why? Because we didn't say whether the gay wedding cake was vegan or paleo, so nobody knew what to yell about, right? It's like the gay
we would probably, this audience would probably get more angry if we were talking about that versus what we talked about yesterday.
Well, exactly, and I hope you got the nuances. It was a spirited, intense, and lively conversation between me and Super D, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. Folks, I did have some cake today, and no, it wasn't vegan. My wife made it for like the celebration after my daughter's big, dance recital and everything else she did. And I didn't get to have I think I had a piece of that. And then I went to Detroit and I came back. They left me one piece. And my wife warned me, if you don't eat it today, the kids are going to eat it. Actually, my daughter would eat it. Thankfully, she stayed out at a friend's house, so I still had a crack at it. And so I did have a piece of organic cake today. I feel pretty good considering it wasn't vegan. I know. No, I'm not trying to stir up the pudding. I promise. I'm not.
Wait a minute. I thought it was cake. What?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's pudding cake. It looks like pudding before it becomes cake.
Now, for your organic cake update, Robert
right?
Savelle.
Let's do a cookbook, right? The online radio cookbook. All right, everybody, you can wake up now because it is.
You know what? We have actually had requests for your wife to do a cookbook because everybody, especially watching the YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody gets to watch you eat all of this great food, and everybody's just sitting here. Their stomachs are grumbling, well, they're drooling, and you're like, oh, look at this organic chocolate muffin that I'm eating.
You know what? It'd be like the anti-health cookbook. Except that it's all going to be organic and clean, but man, it's going to be loaded with fat and it's going to taste delicious. Why? Because she's an awesome baker. Cupcakes, cakes, all kinds of stuff like that. And she'll usually walk into the studio maybe on a break and it's like an organic chocolate chip walnut, banana nut muffin, something like that. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, with loaded with butter on it and everything. So yeah, that's the kind of thing it would be. Nobody wants to know how to make stuff like that. But what they do want to know, is it going to hurt my heart or help my heart? Well, we better not check in with the American Heart Association and their guidelines, or else we might have to play something like this. Oh, wait, you know what? That was a great cue. That was a great
something
cue.
Like.
No, no. So, here, let me try it again. Because I had.
We're professionals, folks. Honest, we promise.
You know what? Got me? It's the muffin. I talk about the little cupcake thing, and my mind went, oh my gosh.
You got
I want
weak
one
in
of
the
those
knees.
Right now.
Yeah. Lost motor control.
That. Well, I'm just going to say it, folks. What I ate when my wife bakes it, including her cakes, not going to hurt my heart because it's organic. And some of you are going to say, well, but Robert, no, there's probably fat in there. There's probably cholesterol in there. And then I'm going to have to, once again, go to the American Heart Association and tell them this.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
That's a long-distance dedication out to our poor Rob Daniel, who's not on the board right now. He's running away screaming with his hands over his ears. He doesn't like that update theme. But, truthfully, millions of Americans could be getting the wrong heart meds, a new study has found. Now, that's not new news for us. In fact, before they even recognized and realized it, we would say probably darn near 100% of the people on heart meds are getting the wrong thing. Heart meds. Because there's no deficiency in heart meds. But this one is about the whole new guideline thing. They come up with this, like, health calculator. What's your risk of cardiovascular disease? Where do you fall on this list? And if you fall in this red area, we got to put you on a statin drug. Or we got to put you on a blood pressure drug. Something along those lines. And according to this new study, prescriptions for blood-thinning aspirin, cholesterol-lowering statins, and blood pressure medicines might be incorrect because a tool that estimates risk appears to be off by as much as 20%. Now, lest you think this is the Robert Scott Bell School of Funky Medicine, this comes from Stanford University, often ranked number one, Stanford. 20%? I mean, how many drug-carrying trucks can you drive through a 20% miss in terms of accuracy? And this is where we come to all of the I told you so's built into one. How many of those tests are accurate? Not just that one or this new calculator, but viral load tests, HIV tests, HPV tests, hepatitis C tests. Do we need to go on? It is a mess. If you guys and gals out there rely on tests from the modern medical mafia to determine whether you need a drug or don't, whether you need surgery or don't, or radiation or don't. All right, let me just say it. Go back to this story so it's not just me saying it. Could be as many as 12 million Americans on the wrong medication. Or on medication at all that they don't need to be on. Overprescribed in most cases, but in some cases underprescribed. And this is where you get the racial component of modern medicine. Super Don, I don't know if you read through this, because they were targeting the black folks out there with this.
Yeah,
study.
Well, yes, because I originally saw this story. It was on another outlet. I can't remember what it was, but that was actually in the headline that was including the fact. It was saying anyway that African Americans are apparently especially falling through the cracks on this situation.
Well, and not, I would say, well, actually to their benefit, because apparently the new stats, the new calculator, underestimates their need for drugs, which means they're going to live.
Well, in the test that they did, and this, like I said, this was it went into more detail about the African American aspect of it. that this African-American came in and the doctor took all of his information and went and I guess the African-American was a smoker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, oh, well, you know, I mean, I'm going to run it through the handy dandy little American Heart Association calculator here. And it, obviously this guy's going to need a statin because he's a smoker. So he's, you know, it's a done deal, right?
Yeah.
Well, he took all of his information, ran him through the calculator, and it said no. And he was like, okay, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. You know,
he's got to be on drugs.
In the math that I learned in medical school, this is 1 + 1 = 3. I don't understand what's going on here. And so he made a point of digging into this guy's situation and looking through the data and discovered that something wasn't adding up here on this calculator, and that not only are there people, just people in general, that are being overprescribed, but he's saying that the African-American component, there's something about the, and listen, I've read this before, mm-hmm. where there are certain what would you say, races, heritages, that do have different types of issues and things
higher risk,
that's exclusive to them. Yeah,
but here's what I would say in this case: finally, the African American community caught a break by a screw up of modern medicine and their new calculator. Because if let's say 20% fewer African-Americans, let's just go all in on that, were receiving heart medication, I would argue that they're more likely to live and survive and not suffer the devastating direct effects that they call side effects of these horrible drugs. Cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease. Now, granted, if a black guy or a white guy smokes, it's bad for both of them. Okay? It's going to displace selenium with all the cadmium in there and all the other garbage that's in there, because it ain't tobacco anymore in those cigarettes. But there is no basis for telling them that you need to be on a statin drug. People with cholesterol issues that are too high, we need to know familial history, because maybe it's just normally high in your family bloodline. But even so, it's not the cause of heart disease. In fact, we've talked at length over the years, and more science to validate this, that the higher your cholesterol, they tend to help you to live longer lives, healthier lives, with a lower incidence of dementia, Alzheimer's, and other neurological degradation diseases. Folks, if you want to protect yourself against heart disease of any and all kinds, chromium, GTF chromium, 100% whole food, will elevate LDL, will help the heart, will help the liver. Selenium will protect the heart, will protect the liver. These are all related. And silica will protect the cardiovascular system, because it will really, it's that suppleness and strength simultaneously needed in the vascular system that silica is so critical for. Essential fats, healthy, even saturated fats, good for you. And of course, hydration. My gosh, are you drinking Echo Water yet? Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook, and you'll learn all about how hydrogen in water, when dissolved and available to you, can take those toxins out pretty darn quick.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all. We cover a wide range of health and healing topics, from physical health, emotional health, mental health, spiritual issues, spiritual health, yeah, economic and politic. You know, all of this, the body this, the body that. There are all kinds of bodies out there. And come on, y'all, be with me on this one. Haven't you ever said, dude, my mental body is tired? Right? You ever been thinking so much that you're like, I just need to rest my mental body? Okay? There's a body associated with your mind. Right? Or you've been through the ringer emotionally. It could be exaltation and joy because your team won. Or it could be deep sadness for the loss of a loved one. And you're like, man, my emotional body is taking a hit. It's exhausted. And so we talk about all of those things. And, you know, one of those bodies interplays with the ethereal body. It's interesting when I say this, because I talk about lungs. You breathe in, you hope to get some oxygen out of the air, and you breathe out, you know, the CO2. Those are the primary gases of exchange. But it's more than that. If you go into the Eastern, more esoteric side of the body discussion, you realize that breathing, if you do so deeply, you're breathing in life force. They call it prana, or chi, or ki, energy, okay? Now, what if that is blocked? It's the life force being blocked. It's not just oxygen, which, of course, that could instantly end your life without that, but that fundamental deeper connection of exchange. So the lungs are very important spiritually as well, in terms of your spiritual health, not just your physical health. Now, on page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal, you see this over here. I'm pointing to it right now if you're watching on YouTube. I wrote it with Ty Bollinger. And page 101 begins the good loving for your lungs. And I talk about how to address lung maladies of any and all kinds with different things. But if we were to go back to mainstream medicine, your first thought is that they're going to tell you, you need an inhaler. You got lung problems, you need an inhaler. No, apparently not anymore. A new study just coming out tells us instead of an inhaler, you might need this. Yeah. Who's old enough to remember that, though? Anybody? It's all
Tums.
It's all, well, there was Tagamet, and then now there's Pepcid and Prevacid.
Rolaids. Remember Rolaids?
Oh, Rolaids, right?
That's right.
Yeah, going way back. But Tums, the antacid, right? And so this article out of Medical Express is referring to a new observational study by Dr. Gonzalez Estrada. Not Eric Estrada, but Dr. Gonzalez Estrada. And he says, you know what? The problem could be heartburn. Heartburn. Out of the Mayo Clinic Allergy and Immunology Center, he's a specialist there, or maybe, yes, he, Alexi, says it could be that the acid's getting up and irritating, you know, the opening to the lungs. Or, he says, could be the acid is triggering nerve inflammation and aggravating the nerves associated with the lungs and triggering asthma. Now, 99 times out of 100, it isn't too much acid, it's too little. So he probably gets it wrong on that front. But it also, let's say, stands to reason that if you have asthma, you have gastrointestinal insufficiency of some kind. Because you're not absorbing the minerals you need, particularly magnesium among many, but magnesium big time here. And that's impacting the lungs. So if you don't have enough stomach acid, for instance, to break down animal proteins, if you do eat animal proteins in the stomach, and then release what it may be carrying in addition to other things to get it to the next phase into the intestines, you are going to have physical problems. And they may diagnose them as asthma. I've also talked about the compensatory action of the excretory system. When the liver is congested, the kidneys are congested, the lungs become a dumping ground. So this also can be related to the acid dilemma that this doctor brings up. But I argue that the vast majority of heartburn, other than you ate a whole pizza in one setting and you're dehydrated, you can't produce acid because you don't have water. You need water to produce acid prior to eating, obviously. You need to be hydrated. But that will also, again, lead to imbalances within the stomach, the gastrointestinal system. You might describe it as heartburn, but in reality it's malabsorption. And that malabsorption leading to dysfunction because certain substances are not produced adequately, including stomach acid. Which in most every case, it's not because you have too much, but because you have not enough. So, there's a partial correctness to the GI system that I do like that they're acknowledging here as it relates to asthma symptoms. But when it comes to the reality of why, totally off base. Totally off base. But you check it out. You tell me what you think. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And if you want to heal your lungs, read chapter 101, page 101, Good Loving for Your Lungs and Unlock the Power to Heal. You'll learn how to nebulize silver hydrosol in the lungs. You'll learn about key homeopathic remedies and a specific herb that is God's medicine for your lungs as well. We'll talk about it on the break. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, this segment brought to you by my friends at CV Sciences. You plus CBD. Plus CBD oil. This is what we use on the Robert Scott Bell Show here. I'm holding up for those of you watching on YouTube. Plus CBDoil.com. Check it out. It is Hemp History Week here. And we never had Hemp History Week when we were growing up, Super Don. I mean, it was like anything related to hemp was either erased from the history books. Maybe they mentioned it as rope once. But other than that, we were taught how bad hemp is because it's marijuana and stay away from it. I mean, they really corrupted history for us.
Yeah, that's true. There was no hemp history week. Yeah.
So we are making some strides for the next generations, folks, and helping us to do that just this very segment, Jonathan Miller from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, hempsupporter.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Jonathan, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great to be back with you. Happy Hemp History Month.
Yes, indeed. And it was great to meet you at the NoCo Hemp Expo with Josh Hendricks, my buddy up there. And I had one of the most amazing series of shows, two shows that we did at that event, and you were part of it. And I'm so happy that there are such good people that are so knowledgeable in this history to bring it out and to fight the battles in the courts as well, and also within the body politic to make sure that hemp can make a roaring comeback as it needs to be.
You know, I'm a recovering politician, and I've been involved in politics all my adult life, and some before that as well. I've never seen an issue move so dramatically in the right direction as hemp has over the last couple of years. So we've got the momentum, and it's amazing how much progress we've made. And got a little bit more to go, but I think we're going to get there pretty soon.
So we've got a big, is this a big victory story? It's Show Me the Hemp, the latest article over at hempsupporter.com. Another day, another victory for hemp and hemp-derived CBD. This time, the Show Me State. What happened in Missouri?
Well, you know, Missouri is the 40th state to adopt a hemp program under the 2014 Farm Bill. Back in, seems like forever ago, 2014, Congress attached a language to the Farm Bill, which created, which allowed states to develop pilot programs as long as they put together a regulatory structure for hemp growth and cultivation. And my home state of Kentucky was number one, and we now number 40 was Missouri, and it took several years for them to get their act together. And in fact, when we first encountered the legislation, like at the beginning of this year, the legislation was really good on hemp, but it was really bad when it came to CBD. It basically said that you could grow hemp, but you could not sell any of the products. And, you know, if I'm a farmer out there,
yeah,
that I want to grow hemp is I couldn't sell the products. It's kind of, you know, you can only research it. You can only contest it so much. So
wasn't it that strange court ruling, Supreme Court ruling? Was it Wickard versus Filburn? I remember where they were growing wheat, and they told them that they had to burn their wheat because they wanted to artificially keep wheat prices up, and they made that somehow constitutional.
Yeah, no, it's sometimes the politics doesn't make very much sense. It usually doesn't make very much
sense. Yeah, I think I agree, and a lot of people agree on that from both sides of the political aisle. But we have 40 states, and the District of Columbia, I think, if they're included, have nullified federal prohibition. Some have kind of come up, as you said, on the tailwinds, if you will, or the heels of the Hemp Farm Bill from 2014. But again, a lot of these states have said, you know, that whole thing about not selling the product, it's in the marketplace. How is that happening?
Yeah, no, it's one absurdity after another, and you're so close to removing the federal prohibition permanently. I'm very hopeful that by the end of September, Senator McConnell's bill that would permanently remove hemp from the Controlled Substances Act is going to be the law of the land, and we'll be able to look back at this time and say, you know, what were they thinking? Why did it take so long? But again, in terms of political years, this thing is moving at lightning speed, and it really has so much to do with folks like you getting this message out, people understanding the value of hemp and the safety and how it, you know, it's not addictive and how it's not going to cause any problems. And it's pretty exciting to watch.
We still have some challenges in the states, though. I was just in Michigan at a medical conference for doctors and patients called Treating Cancer with Cannabis. Now, it covered the gamut, so to speak, of cannabis as medicine, including the THC version, CBD combinations, and CBD only. Yet Michigan is now made a restriction, apparently, to the CBD, even hemp-derived. And I don't know if that's legit or not, or it's still shaken out up there in Michigan. Have you followed along with what's going on in Michigan?
You know, I was actually on the phone on Monday with the head of the agency that issued the direction that has caused a lot of alarm, that basically said we're going to treat hemp-derived CBD just like it's medical marijuana. And nothing against medical marijuana. I know I certainly support medical marijuana, as I know a lot of your audience does, but hemp-derived CBD is neither medical nor marijuana. And,
right.
And it should be treated that way. And as long as you're not making claims that it's going to, you know, save lives or remediate diseases, it should be, as it is in all 50 states, it should be available for retail sale to any customer who wants to, you know, take their own risk and purchase the product. And I had a really good discussion with the agency officials. I think they were, basically there's such a need for education. And once you do that education, you know, most people, believe it or not, even people in government are very reasonable and want to do the right thing. So I'm hopeful that Michigan will follow the lead of what we just saw the last couple of weeks in Wisconsin and Texas, where those states too, you had law enforcement officials come out and say, this stuff is illegal, and then they heard from the public and they changed their minds. And
is there an extra large, tall hurdle, shall I say, in Michigan? I mean, did they already put legislation signed into law by their governor claiming or saying that CBD, even from hemp, is a Schedule 1 or however they would describe it in their state legislature or their laws?
No, the good news is that Michigan is like, I want to say, at least a dozen states, maybe 20 states out there, where the law is just murky right now. It's a gray area law. There is a definition of hemp, but the words cannabidiol or CBD don't appear anywhere in statute.
Okay.
And so these agency officials think were either confused or they were misled in terms of what CBD is. They thought it was medical marijuana. They said they were going to treat it that way, but now they're getting information saying it's not. And I'm real hopeful that they'll do it. Again, the same thing just happened in Wisconsin, just happened in Texas, where agency officials said, okay, wait a minute. We listened to the public. We're going to back off and we're going to let the legislature do what the legislature can do. And again, what we're seeing is this momentum, legislatures like Missouri coming forward and saying, hey, we're going to make it explicit that hemp derived products are legal.
Right. Okay. So that's good news for our friends in Michigan, where we just were, that there may be a pathway out of that mess relatively simply, because there's going to be prosecutorial discretion or even regulatory discretion in terms of they can make the decision, because it's not a law that mentions CBD or hemp specifically. They can go, you know what? You health food stores that are selling it, everybody's fine. As long as you're not violating FDA, whatever, you're good. So that could really happen.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been one of the biggest critics of the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. I find a lot of what they say about hemp and CBD to be completely inaccurate. But to their credit, ever since 2014, the Farm Bill has passed, there's not been a single enforcement action, not a single prosecution under federal law of hemp and hemp products. Whether or not they agree with my interpretation of the law, they understand, you know, most of the DEA understands that there are problems like opioid abuse, which are so bad for society. So why do we want to go after something like CBD that the World Health Organization has said is safe and not addictive? So even when we're in this gray area, you know, we still aren't seeing, you know, the kinds of raids we see are on the very local level, and oftentimes we're able to reverse them within a matter of days.
Right. And yesterday we covered a new finding that 20%, 2 out of every 5 deaths, I believe it was, 2 out of 10? Did we say, Super Don, do you remember what was the number? It was like 20% of all deaths of young adults are opioid related now.
1 out of 5, yeah.
1 out of 5 it was. So 2 out of 10, that's what I was thinking. So, I mean, you talk about a staggering issue that really needs attention, and yet some people still don't get it. And they say, we've got to attack, well, CBD and hemp and even kratom, things like that. And I think what we're doing here and what the U.S. Hemp Roundtable is doing, Jonathan, to your credit and the whole crew working together in this way, is you're really pushing something so vitally important, but faster than I've ever seen anything change, and probably, as you've alluded to, faster than you've seen anything change. And it seems to be truly a bipartisan, you know, with a few outliers on either side of the equation, but for the most part, it's apolitical in a sense. It becomes a, my gosh, this is ridiculous. What have we been doing? Let's get this thing moving forward.
Yeah, you know, and I'm a Democrat. I was the state treasurer of Kentucky. I was the chairman of the Democratic Party at one point as well. And I could not be more grateful of and supportive of Mitch McConnell. We are working. He is so good on this issue, and working across the aisle. But this is just, you know, this is the rare issue where Democrats and Republicans are finding really, really strong common ground.
Yeah. And as we look into Hemp History Week, we're going to be covering more stories like some of the ones you see in the show notes. There's a lot of history that we were not taught growing up in school. Maybe they'll get it back in now that we have a week. Can we have it Hemp History Month eventually? George Washington, first U.S. president, face of the dollar bill, and a hemp grower, for instance. That should be part of our, oh yeah, he grew hemp. Hemp, yeah, that's part of the American experience, and it's coming back, folks. Thanks to Jonathan Miller and the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. Hempsupporter.com it is, hempsupporter.com. Anything you want people to know when they plug into your website?
Well, the great thing about our website is that you're going to find out everything you need to know about hemp in terms of the arguments we're making, the history that you're referring to, all of the key laws that have been passed and our interpretations of them. But really what we're really hoping that you'll do is you go to hempsupporter.com, go to the resources section, and we've made it really easy for you to spend 5 minutes to craft a personalized email to both your senators and to your congressmen. And all you got to do is put your zip code in there, and it'll automatically populate this with their email address. And you can urge them to sponsor the Hemp Farming Act of 2018, which would permanently legalize the crop.
Great. And folks, ultimately, the power to heal is yours. The power to grow should be yours as well. And until we can grow this in every yard in America that can, we're not truly free as Americans or as humans. We'll be right back with more powerful healing after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jonathan, excellent, excellent appearance there. Good coverage. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Bilt. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers. With the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, next hour, we're going to go on a walkabout in Australia for a story. And that's going to be an interesting healing story. And we get iodine on tap. We got EMF discussions coming up, and don't drink your alcohol, but place it somewhere else. We'll get to that as well. And speaking of walkabouts, this next story, you might want to pick up the pace, right? We opened with the story about, you know, the heart issues and the fact that this calculator is screwing up and 20% of the people might be falling through the cracks, or maybe some are benefited by it, but the doctors don't perceive it that way. Regardless, I try to throw some tips out there for good heart health that don't involve statin drugs, for instance. This article, though, is interesting about walking.
Why I can't help but laugh at this because it's kind of like a... I don't know. This would be like if Captain Obvious were a scientist, right?
Right. Okay.
Where because this was a study, and it had like a Professor Emmanuel Stamaticus or whatever his name is,
okay,
from University of Sydney, whatever. Blah blah blah.
That's funny. And it's also down under because we got two stories in a row coming from Australia.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. So you got this professor and, you know, the science department, and they got all these people with their pocket protectors huddled around the desk and trying to figure out, okay, so what's something that we could figure out here that would reduce cardiovascular death dramatically? You know, it's like, well, could we come out with a drug? Well, yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of heart drugs out there. I mean, there's a lot of competition. I don't think we really want to go there. All right, well, how about another best special diet? Well, you know, I mean, there's 100 different diets out there, and it's really hard to compete with the Mediterranean diet because that's kind of like one of the really good ones. I don't think we can do a diet. Well, what do you think? Well, how about we tell people walk faster?
What would that sound like? Yes, that's
there
it.
You go.
That's the answer. We figured it out. We don't need
that's
more
it.
Statin drugs. What you got to know is walking good, walking faster, better. That's right. Speeding up your walking pace could extend your life, research from the University of Sydney suggests. Now, you know, were we under the impression somehow that, you know, bringing your heart rate up in forms of exercise was somehow going to be bad for your heart? I mean, I think that's pretty much considered not controversial, even here, where we do cover controversial consensus or non-consensus science. But I yet to hear, now they figured it out. Walking at
this
a brisker pace. Get your heart rate up a little. Right?
This is a great moment in science. I mean, it really is. We haven't done one of those in a while. But, I mean,
here goes the
I guess you could fly faster, too.
Right? Get out of the way, Super Don. Get out of the way. Run.
Oh, say, can you see? Okay. Anyway.
Do you stand for that? Do you stand for that?
I almost did. I almost stood for that. But in any case, so they did this this research, and they're saying that in light of the findings, they are going to be calling for walking pace to be emphasized in public health messages. So I guess you're going to see, like, public service announcements and commercials and things telling people to walk faster. And like you said, is that like revolution? No. I mean, for the longest time, I used to be really into the fitness thing, and the mantra was, if you can sit up instead of lay down, sit up, right?
Yeah.
Or if you can stand instead of sitting, stand. Or if you can walk instead of standing, walk. Or if you can run instead of walking, run. I mean, it's just a common
quickly.
Knowledge thing.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose.
Up your game, Super Don.
Yeah.
Are you standing or sitting?
I'm sitting. I do way too much of it.
Sitting is the new smoking. Remember that?
Yeah, whatever. And until it's not.
Until it's not. Yeah. They'll change their mind. And listen, 20% of those tests are wrong anyway. What are we going to do?
That's
I stand up. He sits down. Between us, we're balanced. It's the perfect balance of any radio show. And, of course, try to contain us. It can't be done. Listen, we've got upcoming events this coming weekend. Sunday will be up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, starting for the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. And then I have a lecture. Since it's Hemp History Week, why not expand it to Hemp History Month? I've got another CBD-inspired lecture at the Health Basket in Mount Dora. My friends have invited me back. That's June 22nd, Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. There's a phone number you can contact for RSVPing to make sure you get a seat. Then in August, we've got the Cancer Prevention Convention, August 19th, back in Detroit, Dearborn, Michigan. And then the Trinity Conference, replacing the old Health Freedom Expos, September 22nd and 23rd in Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. Looking forward to that. So, folks, plan ahead. As more events pop up, they're in the show notes. Scroll down. It says more upcoming RSV events. Now, more upcoming RSV show. Yep, we're going down under once again and talking Aboriginal healers versus doctors. Where's that going to end up? The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out. This book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.